You're listening to SBS News.
Getting a job, making new friends, and finding somewhere to live are all part of establishing a life in a new country. But for many migrants, working in Australia can be confusing. Some employers have also been found to take advantage of unsuspecting workers. It's prompted the Victorian Trades Hall Council to establish the Migrant Workers Centre, a place devoted to looking after the state's newest workers. Director of the centre, Matt Kunkel, says a hub where workers can go to learn about their rights is overdue.
It's not that migrant workers are vulnerable, it's that bosses are doing the wrong thing. And it's not so much that it's an industry-based thing or people from a particular area. What we're really seeing is a wide range of people coming in from all over the place. And the thing that they have in common is that nobody taught them or told them what their rights at work were.
Complaints and issues migrant workers report vary from language barriers to a perceived lack of respect. But it's underpayment or non-payment of wages or entitlements like superannuation that's the main concern. Mr. Kunkel says he knows of several migrant workers who haven't received super payments for 6 months.
The workers who haven't been paid their superannuation, just on the basis that they come from a particular racial group and the boss comes from another racial group that, you know, has their tensions with these people. So, you know, in those circumstances, we're looking at several thousands of dollars of unpaid superannuation for each of these workers. It all really adds up.
Taki Hahn is part of the National Union of Workers and looks after migrant farm workers. Mr. Khan says this group is particularly exploited.
In South Australia, a potato company, they're earning $36 million per year, but the workers' money, and they're not paying them. Hundreds of migrants workers working over there, and they have this kind of issue.
Australia's agriculture sector, which is deeply reliant on migrant workers, has been criticised for the way it's treating migrants in its lower-skilled jobs. Unions told the 2016 Senate inquiry that exploitation of seasonal farm workers was common, something echoed in the Fair Work Ombudsman's interim findings after a three-year investigation into exploitation in Australia's horticulture industry earlier this year. In June, SBS News reported on the death of a Fijian worker in the regional Victorian town of Shepparton, which highlighted an unusual number of deaths of Pacific Islander workers on Australian farms. Around $580,000 in funding for legal support and workplace rights education was announced in July, but Taki Hahn says more needs to be done.
Iran and Pakistan, the workers have been treated very badly because they are migrants. And especially for Australia, this is a big challenge because Australia is a first world country. So in this kind of country, everyone respects the human rights, but unfortunately feel very sad when the migrant workers have a lot of issues.
The Victorian Labor government says it'll make wage theft a crime if it's re-elected in November. Matt Kunkel is calling on all governments, state and federal, to do more to keep migrant workers from being treated like an underclass.
It's much harder for people of colour and workers out there from a migrant background to get treated fairly at work. And that starts from the very top. I mean, we need to start seeing our leaders unite us. They need to start trying to bring us together and start looking after the things that we all need, like jobs, health and education.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.